New reports indicate that negotiations between Anthropic and the White House are progressing in a positive direction, suggesting a shift away from purely focusing on banning jailbreaks. Talks are now centered on designing a technical framework to assess security flaws across AI models. This movement acknowledges that no model can be completely immune to hacking, suggesting a move towards setting industry standards rather than implementing temporary, heavy-handed export controls. However, observers remain cautious, noting that the current political pressure and legal challenges surrounding these controls mean that the full resolution is still some way off. In separate regulatory news, Bloomberg reported that U.S. government officials believe one of ASML's critical ultraviolet lithography machines may have entered China, raising questions about international cooperation and the future of the U.S.-China AI balance. The most dramatic development came from politician Bernie Sanders, who unveiled a sweeping plan to create a trillion-dollar sovereign wealth fund dedicated entirely to taxing AI companies. This legislation proposes a massive tax on the equity of large AI firms, aiming for $7 trillion in total funding. The proposed structure would give an independent commission control through voting shares, potentially allowing the government to influence corporate decisions and distribute dividends back to American citizens. Critics point out that while Sanders frames this as protecting the public from negative AI impacts, it amounts to a form of nationalization over the entire AI industry. Overall, these developments underscore how fast and complicated AI governance is becoming. While traditional left-right political lenses are useful for understanding policy arguments, the reality suggests that the foundational rules of model deployment and development are changing fundamentally, leading toward an era of intense government oversight and complex global regulatory standards.